2017. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Freedom Law School's website is livefreenow.org. Livefreenow.org. And the reason that I founded Freedom Law School in 1996, over 20 years ago, folks, to help educate you about freedom law and your rights. You see, yours truly, Peyman Mutahedeh, came from Iran in 1977 at the age of 14 to the land of the free and home of the brave, so I was told. And I found myself in the land of the meek and the home of the indentured. And then I got a degree in business back in the 1980s, but I was still ignorant of the Constitution and the law and my rights. Some wonderful patriots educated me about the income tax fraud, the Constitution in our early 90s, and here we are. For over 20 years, I've been exposing American people to the rights and the Constitution and their freedoms that have been stolen from corrupt politicians, corrupt lobbyists, and big money powers, the big banks who own the politicians, who got this corrupt system with corrupt U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers and the double corrupt judges who are supposed to uphold the law, but deliberately and knowingly destroy the law to protect the current corrupt system that's been going on for decades on innocent, unsuspecting American people. So one of the major things I talk about, folks, is about the money system. Every dollar in your pocket, folks, is money made out of thin air. Literally, the big banks, Chase, Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, these guys own the privately owned Federal Reserve System, Federal Reserve of New York. And all the money in the system in your pocket is money that they made out of thin air, lend out to the government, federal government, businesses, corporations, and you and me to buy homes, cars, and whatever at interest. They're making money off fraudulently counterfeit money, and the politicians allow them to do it. And the income tax system, folks, is a little sister of that bigger fraud. And I've been saying for over 20 years, there is no law that requires the average American like you and me to follow and pay the federal income tax. And the IRS knows about it. I've had a $300,000 income tax reward exposing fraud of the income tax. The IRS knows about it. Their agents, their managers, the lawyers of the IRS know about it very well. Yet none of them ever come forward to claim that reward because they know it's a fraud. It's a scam on unsuspecting, uninformed American people. Because the politicians, the bureaucrats, the judges, the big banks, corporations, lobbyists with money, it's all about the money. They just want your money. And they hope that we keep each other down like a bunch of crap. When you want to free yourself of this tyranny, they go do other crap to bring you down. Oh, he doesn't want to pay his fair share of taxes, so you all have to hold and work harder. They use your jealousy against you, not realizing we all need to be freed of this corruption and robbery of the American people. The average American cannot afford proper health care, proper nutrition, proper housing. They're in debt. They don't have no savings. The net savings in America is zero. The rich have savings. The average American has negative savings. They're in debt to the banks, to credit cards. Because of this robbery by the banking cartel, charging interest on money that they create out of thin air to lend to all of us, as well as robbing you of your money with this fraudulent income tax. So I will talk about those things, folks. I'll be talking about those things a lot, but tonight the Commerce Call is dedicated to answering your questions. So I'll be doing that. I'll be trying to answer your specific personal freedom challenges you may be facing with the IRS and the state income tax agencies on what to do about them. Again, I invite you to go to livefreenow.org and get your own freedom education package that we will send to you for free, absolutely free. A freedom education package mailed to you with two audio CDs and our freedom catalog. And then we'll send you about roughly every 2-3 weeks, we will send you an education by email to teach you about the law and your rights and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Information that you will not find any place else on the internet. So congratulations for finding us. Okay, because people come to me all the time with trouble, say, I didn't know about you. You know, I've been looking for somebody with answers and solutions and the proper education. Thank you for eventually finding Freedom Law School. So our courses, folks, are bar none out there. Our first course is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1. Is essential that you all learn before you come out of high school at age 18. Essential. You're not 18 years old, better late than never. Take it now. And that's why the course comes with 100% ironclad 90-day money-back guarantee. And I will extend that 90-day guarantee longer if you need more time, because I want you to have the education you should have had. You should not be afraid of your public servants, the people in government, in the IRS, in all the government agencies. Work for you. They are your servants. You are their master. But you don't know the game as well as your servants do. And that's the problem. Freedom Law School solves that problem for you by providing you educational courses to empower you to live free. But over the years, folks, in the 1990s, people come to me and say, Payman, I don't want just education. I need some help. I want some answers. You know, get these guys off my back now. So eventually in 2001, after many years of teaching, I'll start providing assistance and help and write letter writing for people. And that's where our simple and royal freedom packages were created based upon that. If you got a problem, solution, I will help you. Every Thursday night like this, however, I want to help you for free. I will help you tonight for free as much as I can. Sometimes I can do that fully. Sometimes I really need to see your paperwork, what's been going on, go over the more detail, looking at your paperwork so that I can tell you what to do. Sometimes one of our courses or freedom packages is what you want or need. No matter what, folks, I will direct you to the direction you want and need to go to find the freedom answers and solutions that will work for you. So now the topic tonight is about, have you received a letter or phone call from the IRS? Well, why is that an important thing? In particular, have you received a certified letter? Well, let me talk about that issue before I take your questions, because that will help you all with your questions as well. You see, folks, we're not taught about these things in high school, about, you know, how the IRS works. For example, I'll tell you one thing you didn't know. I'll give you one piece of advice right there. You probably didn't know, and I bet you 99% of you do not know on this call, that the crooked Congress practically allowed the IRS to write the regulations, which is the law, basically, that says that you have to give the IRS your address whenever you move. Yes, you have to let the It Really Steals agency, the thieves, know where your address is. You're 18 and over, you may have to file income tax return, they claim. You have to let the IRS know what your address is, and the burden of proof is on you. You have to prove that you did so. So you send your letter to the IRS by certified mail and keep your certified mail proof. Yes. You give a change of address to the post office, that works too, but you have to provide the proof that you gave that change of address to the post office. You have to keep that in your files, whatever the post office sends you in the mail, as proof that they received your change of address request. Every time you move, you have to do that. If you don't, the IRS sends letters to you that you don't get. Too bad. Tough luck, chum. You lose. You lose because you don't get these certified letters that by law the IRS must send you to give you notification that they want to come after you from somehow, for some reason. And a certified letter was a warning to you. Warning, warning. We're going to come after you. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Remember Lost in Space? That's what it is, basically. They know they got to give that warning to you, but you don't get it. Because you were not told in high school, in your high school civics class, oh, one aspect of government is there's an agency called the Israeli Steals, abbreviation IRS. They can really steal your money. They can steal your paycheck, your bank account, your commission. They can take your house, a property, and that you have to let them know wherever you move. Like, have to tell your mommy and daddy, your master, where you are. That's your new master. And if you don't be surprised if the IRS comes and takes your paycheck year after year and really practically rapes you financially. Can throw you on the street. Nobody even told you about that. That's the kind of stuff, folks, you will learn at Freedom Law School. Our level one basic course, which is part of all of our courses and freedom packages, that you need to know. You must know. You must be aware of it. Okay? Because if you don't, you can get really messed up. That happens to me. That happens to people all the time that call me. And they didn't know that the crooked government, they put on you to let the master IRS know where your address is. Because they don't have to find you. If you want to sue somebody, you have to find them and serve them with a lawsuit. And if you want to take them to court, but it's IRS and state tax agencies, they don't have to do that. A certified mail to the whatever last address you gave them 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago is good enough. You didn't get it? Too bad. Tough luck. So I'm throwing it up front so y'all should know that. When you file a 1040 confession form, that's your change of address. You know, but other than that, you must give them the address and you send to, you know, IRS in Washington, D.C., and that works fine. But you got to let them know that so you don't get messed up. But hey, let's suppose you did that. Let's suppose IRS did send the letters to a last known address of you. What are you going to do? Certified letters are the important ones. They are the notices of deficiency. Notice of deficiency. That's the tax proposal letter. Official tax proposal letters. Artists don't matter. Excuse me, artists are irrelevant. It's that notice of deficiency that matters. They must send you demand for payments, a certified mail. That's an important collection letter if they want to take money. They have to send you the collection due process hearing letters that give you a chance to stop the IRS from taking your stuff. Okay? They have to send that to you by certified mail. If they want to summon you to come and testify and rat against yourself in a summons, the same thing. You have your chance. Otherwise, they can drag you before a judge and have a judge force you to attend the summons. If they want to go to a bank or the third party to get information about you, they have to notify you again. If they want to take your home, for example, they have to also notify you and serve you by certified mail. But for that, they have to, for taking you home, they have to they have to actually take you to court, serve you personally a lawsuit. But other than that, so these are important letters. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take your questions one at a time to see what you got. I'm going to try to do my best to answer your questions. And the reason why I do these commerce calls is manifold. One of them is that many of you will have similar situations. So when I answer the question of one person, I probably answer the question of who knows how many others that have a similar question or concern. So when I answer your question, folks, I want to help you, the caller, absolutely. Also want to help everybody else who may have a similar kind of situation to learn that principle, because we can all learn from each other's success and mistakes. So if you made a mistake, I'll point it out to you as nice as I can, but I got to tell you that you made a mistake and how best it may be fixed. Okay, I can sugarcoat it so much. The truth is the truth, you know? So keep in mind that I always want to do that. There's something else you should know. This is a public call. Anybody, including a government or IRS agent, could be on the call recording it and using it against you. So to protect your privacy, do not give me your last name. Your first name is good enough. You can use a pseudonym if you want to. That doesn't bother me. That's fine. I need to call you something. Give me your first name. I would like to know how you heard about Freedom Law School as specifically as you can to see what kind of educational outreach plans of Freedom Law School is working to reach American people. And then please go to ask your question, and I'll do my best to answer you and give you a solution that will work for you. Mm-hmm. We have a call from area code 202 from Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. Hey. Yeah. Maybe not that good man. He just became Washington, the District of Columbia, but it's become a District of Criminals. And I'm sorry, my friend, you're stuck in that place. So what's your name, my friend?
It is William.
Yes, William. How may I help you?
I got a question to ask you about if the IRS send your employer or bank account a notice of levy. If the particular third party go for it and help them garnishing your check because of back taxes, can you sue them for that? The third party.
That's a great question. That's a fantastic question, William. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to sue them, okay, because they're involved in robbery of you. But you see, Uncle Sam has been dead. Now, let me get to my IRS code, Barry, if you could please up there. I'm going to have you look it up online for yourself if you want this stuff. Or you can. Are you in front of a computer, by the way? Folks, if you're in front of a computer, have a smartphone, tablet, all that stuff, that's better. Yeah. Because I can show you these answers for yourself to verify that it is what I'm telling you. Unfortunately, Uncle Sam has passed the law. And that law makes Uncle Sam basically Al Capone, Uncle Al Capone. Uncle Al Capone has passed a law that says that if a bank or employer or any third party, if they steal your money and give it to the IRS, they are absolutely and completely immune from the victim, you, suing them. Absolutely and completely immune. So the bank and the employer, the only question that they have is how much of your money they're supposed to turn over. Not that whether they should take your money or not, but how much. And that's IRS code section. Write this down, folks. 6332E. Again, IRS code section 6332E. Mm-hmm. And you can find it easily. Go on your computer, bring your internet search browser, and put 26 space USC space 6332. Hit enter, it'll come up. Okay, that's IRS code section 6332. 26 is IRS code. Usually Cornell law comes first. Sometimes government website comes second, but it doesn't matter. They're all good. You look it up and you go down to subsection E. There it is. You know, it says effective honoring levy. You know, any person in possession of property or rights of property subject to levy upon which a levy has been made upon the amount by secretary, you know, the IRS, surrender such property or rights of property, okay, shall be discharged from any obligation or liability to a delinquent taxpayer, okay, and any other person with respect to such property or rights of property arising from such surrender or payment. In other words, this is a man's money and his wife and children get hurt because they have no money, you know. Too bad. They cannot sue either because they were hurt. I mean, the man's supposed to get medicine for his child, and, you know, he doesn't have the money to get the medicine for his child, and his child dies for lack of medicine because IRS took all his money. You know, nobody, the parents cannot sue, the mother cannot sue for that child dying because IRS caused the child to die indirectly by taking the money for the medicine of the child.
Total immunity.
Total immunity, unfortunately. Yes, it's the most, this is the most evil law, you know, like a communist nation, you know? And it's, oh, no problem if it's wrong. Just go to the IRS. I'm sure the Uncle Al from the IRS, they'll come take care of you. You know, you just file your taxes, property, talk to them. Oh, we're just here to serve you. They'll work with you. Yeah, right. You're subject to their arbitrary powers. Is that what you got going on right now, William? What's your situation, my friend?
Thank you very much for that answer, because I did hear that, but I wasn't too sure.
Are you being levied right now, William?
Yeah. How? Say it again.
Is IRS levying your paycheck or bank account right now?
Yeah. We're doing it for a couple of years, really.
Well, there's solutions to that, though. There are solutions to it. You can stop it. Okay, you can. You can't stop it. Let me ask you several questions I need to know. One, how much IRS claims you owe for what years? Two, how much are you taking from me every month? And three, did you file a 1040 income tax confession form for those years or not? Did you answer me those questions?
I think the first one, the last one, I'm going to answer that question. I did file for back. About 10 years back, I did file 10 years later, something like that. I filed a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And how much they taken now every, I get paid every bi-weekly. It depends how much I make. Sometimes I make different income. You know, there's no tax on it. And they take so much percentage out of that. And, you know, there's how much they make, there's how much percentage they take. You know, it's pretty smart. So, and also taking money out of my Social Security. Gosh, in both did that. And there's another question too. What was the other question? Them two.
Well, how much are they taking from your job? How much are they taking by every 2 weeks or every month? How much are they taking every?
I know, gross.
About.
How much I gross? I work part time. I gross. Every 2 weeks, about $500. Every 2 weeks, they take maybe over $100, or maybe $200, something like that. Close to $200.
Okay. Well, I tell you, based on what you said, looks. So you filed for like 10 years all one time. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, about 10 years once. Back years. I didn't never file. I filed for them. Yes.
Well, you can bankrupt those taxes, William. You can bankrupt them except the very last year, perhaps. All the other years, you can bankrupt.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can do that. Okay.
But it's got to be done properly. Bankrupting taxes is a special procedure. It's not like bankrupting your credit cards and telephone bills and electric bills and stuff like that. Doesn't work like that. You have to follow special procedures. But that's what needs to happen, my friend. So if you do that, you can stop them taking whatever they take out of your paycheck. It'll stop it and just get rid of it.
Okay. I heard people say they have done bankruptcy before. I don't know what type, you know, for the tax thing. They say that was only a temporary thing, and they came back and I don't know what type it was, 7 or 11.
Chapter 7. Chapter 7.
It was a chapter.
Yeah, because chapter 13 is a repayment plan. Yeah, no, 11 is for like rich people or corporations, companies. It's kind of chapter 11 and 13 are like basically repayment plans. That's what they are. You're going to pay your debts.
Yeah,
you just need to courts help you come up with a definite plan so your creditors do not attack you. But the real bankruptcy, everybody knows and thinks about, oh, I just wiped it all off. That's chapter 7.
Mm.
Chapter 7 is the one. Okay.
Okay, so
Freedom Master knows about that process. They don't know about that. Freedom Master does know about that. I know how to do that stuff. So, but for further, if you want to talk about this, my friend, I would need to see your paperwork. I would need to see your letters that the IRS and Social Security send you about stealing your money, the Norse levy, all this stuff, and that they send you. I need to get to see those things. I like to see whatever shows that you file the tax returns when. That's important. Whether you got the copy of the tax returns you sent to the IRS with proof of mailing, that'd be good. Or a printout from the IRS that shows when your tax returns were filed. I would need to see all that stuff, my friend. And I do those in a private one-on-one consultations. That's $240 cash only for 1 hour. I handle those things privately, and I need to see all the documents so that I can discuss with you, tell you how you can go in and bankrupt all this, you know, theory that's going to go on for years and years. You know, unless you put a stop to it.
Okay, there's a where I can reach you. You know, numbers. This is my first time on a call.
No problem, my friend. Freedom Law School's number is on our website, livefreenow.org. It's 813-444-4800. But I need to see that paperwork, my friend. Okay, that all those things, and the 240 cash only, no checks, no money orders to Freedom Law School of Florida. Send all that together.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you have all your phone numbers in, William, so you'll be called as soon as the tax is received, so we can set up a time to go over all your paperwork and this with you and give you some specific answers and solutions that will work for you.
Okay. Appreciate this. Yes, I do appreciate this. Thank you very much. You're welcome, my friend.
My pleasure. Please. I'm happy to help folks. Okay, folks, I never know what people ask about, you know. You know, different questions, different people, you know. So let's go with them. Next caller has it from area code 970. You have a question, my friend. Go to now, give me your first name, and then tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Pat.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Pat?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you very well. How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Oh, I've watched you for quite a few years, but I've never been on a call.
Okay, well, very good. I'm glad you've known about us for many years. And how did you originally find out about Freedom Law School, Pat?
Well, probably from a friend of mine, Paul Hampson in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, very good. Very good, my friend. From a word of mouth, from a caring friend.
Yeah.
How may I be able to assist you, Pat?
Well, we're battling with the IRS. They've assessed us 7 figures, and now on Tuesday they're going to have a sale. They've seized a quarter of land my dad gave me in South Dakota, and they're having a sale on Tuesday, and I'm trying to figure out how to stop.
Seven figures, my friend. You're talking about in the millions that they claim you owe them, right?
Yeah, and it's been going on we've been trying to get this settled for 14 years.
14 years. Well, that's a long going battle. What took you so long to call Freedom Law School for help, my friend?
I'm not real sure.
I mean, look like you tried everything under the sun. After all the years, you finally call me now. You could have called me sooner to stop this rape and pillage that's going on by these crooked criminals, my friend. And, you know, Where can I start to help you? Because, you know, you got so much going on. How can you summarize for me your 14-year battle on a conference call for over seven figures, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Well, Pat, what we got to do, my friend, you heard William. You know, he's a guy that's just on Social Security, made a little part-time income, you know, and you, on the other hand, God knows. You know, got all these assets from your father's inheritance, and IRS claims you owe them seven figures, you know. But the answer is the same. I need to see your paperwork, my friend. And your paperwork will be a lot more than William's, I'm sure. You know, but...
they've gotten all of our life insurance assets and also money out of an account. We're pretty destitute and broke at this point.
Well, sometimes, again, bankrupting is one way it could be done sometimes. Sometimes the way to do it is to sue for the money back. And there's certain conditions to do that, to get the money back. So did you file for these years that the IRS is after you, a 1040 income tax confession form or not?
Pardon?
Did you file 1040 income tax confession form, tax returns for these years in question or not? You did?
Yes.
Okay, well. And, I don't know why you didn't bankrupt this taxes sooner, my friend. But funny thing, I got two calls, one after another. Can't believe it, Barry. I got two people, they need to bankrupt taxes. One with seven figures, one with maybe, you know, five figures. But it looks like to me that's the case. You could have bankrupt these taxes if you follow the taxes. And
said,
it's been over 3 years.
Chapter seven.
Yeah, but there's a chapter seven, but there's a specific procedures you have to file to bankrupt taxes. See, the problem is taxes is a specialty area of law. Most lawyers do not know about taxes. They don't deal with taxes. They do, you know, divorces and marriage. They do car accidents. They do corporate law. They write contracts. They do immigration. They do patents, all kind of stuff. So very few lawyers know taxes. The only tax lawyers know it. And then bankruptcy is also another specialty area of law. And to bankrupt taxes, guess what? You got to know be specialist in bankruptcy and taxes.
Yeah.
So it's like a double specialty. It's like you could be a brain doctor, but don't do surgeries. You could be a surgeon, but don't do brains. You don't cut heads open. So to be a brain surgeon, you have to be a surgeon and a brain expert both. Okay, so that's why so few lawyers know how to bankrupt taxes. Okay, but get with me, my friend, as soon as you can, just like William. Better late than never. I'm sorry you waited so long for the IRS to keep you down like this, but I got to see all your paperwork, my friend. What's going on? You know, and you and William, send me a couple of tax returns if you have also. That'll be good, too. I'll see what's going on. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Let's go out to our next caller from area code 267. Call from America 267. If you have a question, please give me your first name, then how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Rosalie? Hello?
Yes, Rosalie. Yes, Rosalie. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. I heard about you through Scoopified. That's a publication that, you know who that is?
Yes, right? Yes. It's a good little publication I've heard about that. They give a lot of resources for all kind of interesting, unique information.
That's right. That's right. And that's how I got your information. And I faxed you the information. You wanted to see my paperwork. And I faxed it to you last Friday. I hope you received it.
Yes, we did receive it. And if you give me a chance, I'll get it. What you got? Because what just to let everybody else know is on these conference calls at Freedom Law School that I conduct weekly. And what I do is I also do my best to answer your questions, but I do need to see your paperwork. Well, sometimes the paperwork is not that extensive, and I can help the person right there, you know, on these calls. So I allow people to send me by fax, email, or U.S. mail up to 10 pages of paperwork so I can review it and go over it at the conference call to help you with your situation. Sometimes that may not be enough. I may need to see more paperwork, but sometimes it is enough. So Rosalie, that's exactly what you did. Thank you very much, Rosalie, for doing that, because that's going to give me a chance to look at your paperwork and hopefully give you a better idea as to what's going on and what to do with your situation.
Okay.
So give me a minute, because I got to bring your document up right now, because people call this conference call sometimes, and guess what? They don't call. So I don't have the documents always ready to go. I got another person on the conference call waiting to ask. So glad you let me know. So Rosalie, you said Scoopified. You heard about us. Let me get it. Okay, here we go. Well, I see what you got going on here is IRS sent a letter to you just recently this month that they're withholding your 2016 refund. Okay.
Because
they haven't received your 2013 and 14 1040 forms. Okay. Interesting. They do. How much was your refund that you claim on a 2016 income tax confession form?
I was supposed to get back 2000 over $2,000. I was supposed to get back, and but that wasn't the first letter. The first letter I received was amount due, the proposed amount due. That was the
yes.
First,
I see that. That's for 2015. Let me tell our callers. They know you also got for your 2015. That you did file, apparently.
Right.
That the IRS says that if your, you know, 1040 is correct, you owe about $9,500 to the IRS. That was in February that they sent you. Okay. And then you wrote them back on the UCC-1-301 refusal for cause.
Well, I didn't. I did not write them back that. I put that on there. After I received the information. I sent for some information from Scooptified to see how I could stop them in their tracks. And I had already sent them a letter, the first page of this letter right here, the first page of the proposed amount due. I sent them this back with a letter stating that I needed more time. I needed an extension. So I received the information about how to stop them in their tracks after I sent that this letter along with a note saying I need an extension. And then when I read the information that I got back, that's when I started putting it on the bottom of all of the pages. But they never received it because I didn't send them this part. So they never got it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I understand what you're saying. Well, yeah, that's your bigger issue. The 2015 is your problem. Because they claim that you owe them almost $10,000, and they claim is because on your 1040 form, you only showed a small part of your income and not all of it, they claim, you know. And so
yes, that's right.
Why do you file 1040 to begin with if you're going to report us? Why do you do it at all? I don't understand. You showed on the, according to the IRS, they claim. Yeah, why did you file in the first place?
There were things that I wanted. I wanted the money.
I understand that. But you can understand this. The problem is, Rosalie, that these 1040 income tax confession forms, they are confession forms, they're not a return hunt. Okay, they have you sign those forms under oath, like you're swearing to them before a judge and a jury that if you lie, you can go to prison. So, and the government can come after you for tax evasion. And if somebody helped you with that, they can come after both of you for conspiracy to steal money from the government. They're both felonies. Okay? So I know you don't make a lot of money, sweetie. I understand that. And, you know, you have a right to your money, in my opinion, all of it. okay? They should be taking money from you in the first place, these thieves. But the problem is that the numbers that you have is not, you said your income is taxable, and it's not, and the IRS has 18,000 more that they claim you did not put on the form, you know, from this church and, you know, other places. So the thing is, at this point, but the funny thing is, at this point, you don't need to do anything right now. Because IRS, if they really want to come after you for that, they have to send you a notice of deficiency. Anyhow, so this letter that is sending to you, as scary as it sounds, legally has no power. Legally, it means nothing. Okay? Especially if the numbers and information they have is incorrect. Is the information on their letter incorrect or correct? Can you tell me if this church they claim that supposedly paid you about, you know, 19,000 and change, yes, almost 20,000, that's correct?
Yes, it is correct. It is correct because they weren't taking any taxes out of my check. I was getting the whole check.
Okay. And I'm sure you needed all that just to live on, you know.
Yes. But yes, I didn't want to give them a dime. Yes. So yes, it is true. That is the money that I got last year.
Right. Well, the problem is that when you know, you would have been better off not filing at all if that was the case. Because when you filed against withholding back, now they, you know, they come after all that stuff. And in fact, when you file, they come after you a lot quicker than you when you don't file a 1040 confession form with them. I mean, they came after you pretty quickly on this stuff. So at this point, probably the best thing at this point, again, is do nothing. Believe it or not, at this point, you have to wait for the IRS to try to issue a notice of deficiency to you. And then you can try to take the case to a U.S. tax court. And at that time, you can maybe reduce it, make a deal with the IRS or something. But until then, you are legally safe.
Okay. So wait for the notice of deficiency.
Certified mail. They have to send the same address that they have of you in the letters. If you move, okay, now, did you move? Did they have the right address from you? Or what? What's it? Did you, because they have this address in Philadelphia, okay? And yes, they come to different.
I crossed out the old address and put the right address on the paper when I sent them the letter. Now, I didn't send them a certified letter. I just sent them a letter along with this paper. And I crossed out the old address and put the new address on it. So, wait a minute. Now, they sent it to the right address when they, the second paper I received was, we're holding your tax refund. They got the right address.
Correct. I see that. That's why I brought it up. Exactly. Because I saw on the other letter, the first letter. Yeah. I still would send a letter by certified mail, give me your address, so I have proof that you gave them the right address. You know, it's just a good idea to do that, to don't, you know, let it hang in the air. Even though when the IRS does have your address, they might say, sometimes they say, oh, we got your address from somebody else, and that doesn't count. You want to make sure that it comes from you. So send them a certified letter anyhow with a new address. Just a simple letter will do.
Okay.
Say, give me your name. Certified. Yep. Your name, your slave surveillance number. Remember, the slave surveillance number to track you. The social security number and misnamed. Your name and that, and say my address. The old one was this. New one is this. Send everything to the new address only. That's it. Date and sign to the IRS.
Okay. All
you
right.
Can send to DC
now,
if you want.
Excuse me?
Yes. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, they want the 2013 and 14 tax returns. I didn't file then. I didn't file those years. So just hold off on that, too.
Yeah.
Because they told me to do this, to file it by the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not. I can't even find the forms for 13.
You mean
14.
The what forms? The W-2 forms?
Yeah, the W-2 forms. Yeah. Mm. I don't have them.
Well, You can always get contact the IRS if you want to do it, and they'll give you those numbers that they have on their computers. You can use that. But you know the thing is, Rosalie, you the problem with your situation is you're not consistent in your pattern of doing things. You either believe you're required to file. If you do, you have to file for all the years. Or you really don't believe you're not required, file for none. You know, you cannot do this pick and choose yours, because that's when they get you. You know, you look back, if they're taking before a jury of American citizens, then I'd be jealous and upset at you. Hey, how come you file when you're going to get a refund and you don't file when you don't? You know, we all have to pay our fair share, they say. So you got to make a choice, either file for all the years, stick by it, or don't and stick by it, you know? So because you have filed for 2015 and 16, you know, really you want to be consistent and take care of 13 and 14 also. Now, from now on, maybe 2017 forward, you may want to stop filing. You know, do your homework, verify you're not required to file income tax, and then stop filing. Fine. But for the old years, you want to make it clean, get all done. Who knows? You might be even entitled to a refund for those years, 13, 14, that could apply. I don't know. And you know, without looking at your numbers, I wouldn't know. Okay?
Right. Yes. So your advice to me is just to wait for the notice of deficiency to come.
Yes. By certified mail to come. And that's why you want to give them your new latest address officially. With the certified mail, have the cop that green slip, okay, that you got in your files, that the stamp that you received. Keep that in your files. Make sure someplace safe along with the cop, the letter. Keep it in your files because you're going to need that in case IRS messes up. In fact, if they mess up, that's good for you. Because you can beat them for simply messing up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, once they send that notice of deficiency, what do I do at that point?
At that time, you petition a tax court. You go to ustaxcourt.gov, ustaxcourt.gov, the website of the U.S. Tax Court, and they have a petition form in there. And fill it out. And ustaxcourt.gov. It's actually the best government website I've ever seen. It's actually very well organized website and easy to use.
You say ustaxcourt.gov?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I would go there. But don't worry, you're not there yet. When you get that, call me. Okay? You know, Freedom Law School can assist you. The level one course of Freedom Law School I mentioned will be very helpful to you. Okay? You don't have the $300, hun. All of you can make payment plans with all of our Freedom Law School courses. And freedom packages, folks.
Okay.
I don't want to be money is a problem. Our people cannot get the education and the help they need. And the best help you can get, the cheapest help you can get, especially for someone low income like you, Rosalie, is to help you help yourself. That's exactly why
that's
I started
right.
doing the course. I was very poor. You know, I'm up to pot to pee in. I said, teach me, I'll do it myself. I cannot afford a lawyer, an attorney, a professional. So level one course will give you so much information. You can send $100. I'll send a level one course to you, and you're the $200 plus shipping, $20. You can make payments on that. 2, 3, 4 months, send payment. That's fine. Yeah. No problem. And with a money back guarantee, if you don't like it after 3 months, send it back. I only keep $20 for the shipping charge. Keep it in good shape. I'll give you a refund of your money. You got free library rental if you like. That's not a problem. I just want you to make sure you have that education because it's not anyplace else out there. Okay?
Yeah.
So get that level one course as soon as you can in preparation.
Okay.
You know, for, hey, know about law and your rights. And listen to it a couple of three times in your car or metro. You go to a job. You know, listen to it. No paperwork a couple of times. You don't need that. All the important information. I talk about it, read it in the 20 hours of audio. The third time, go look at the paperwork with it. And you say, okay, a little bit more detail. You know, I do it on audio because I know most people are too busy working to sit down, listen to a 20-hour course on audio, an hour and a half video. You don't have the time to give it to it. So in your car, in a metro, train, whatever you take, is like when you're dead time, you're stuck in traffic, perfect. You can take your time to listen and learn, okay?
Okay, now is this CD or are they tapes?
Audio CDs.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. This is not the last you'll hear of me, and I am going to purchase your law course. I am. And I am going to get that free stuff that you have, too, and I'm going to educate myself.
Mm-hmm. Empower yourself, Rosie. Congratulations, because
yes.
That's the best way to go.
I'm going to empower myself. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. So when I receive this notice of deficiency, I will be calling you back.
Yes.
On Thursday, should I call on Thursday night?
You won't get that letter for notice of deficiency. Who knows? Could be 2 months from now. Could be a year from now. Could be 5 years from now. Could be never. I don't know. IRS is a very disorganized, inconsistent, lazy bureaucrat organization. So they don't get it to you very likely, but who knows when? Exactly. I don't know.
Okay.
So that's
well, listen,
why it's a good time. Yes?
What?
Go ahead.
It's the letter of deficiency, the notice of deficiency doesn't mean that they're going to come and take my stuff, right? It doesn't mean that.
No. It's a tax proposal. It's only a proposal. You have the chance to challenge it in tax court, and you owe nothing until you go to tax court. If and when you lose, then, even then, you cannot go collect. Even then after that, you get some more letters and another certified letter for the collection due process hearing, and you can challenge collection still there, come up with payment plans, alternate plans, so you still have all this stuff going on. See, the people don't know about this stuff. All these procedures, Rosalie, to protect your rights, protect your property, give you a chance to fix the challenge attacks and come up with a lower payment plan if necessary, are there, but you don't know about it. They don't teach that to you in high school or college. Okay? You can learn it from premium law school. Okay?
Okay. Yes. So I have enough time. I got time to start empowering myself, learning about this stuff. So, yes, I'm going to do it. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're most welcome.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words, Lizzie. My pleasure to help you folks. That's what I try to do, folks. Freedom Law School is about helping everybody, folks. And my goal is to empower people as much as possible, you know, especially people that don't have much money. Lizzie doesn't make much money, folks. You know, the best thing I can do for her is to help her help herself. If you can't afford a plumber, well, I'm going to show you how to do plumbing yourself, okay? Because you can't afford a plumber anyhow. So let's just help you do it yourself, you know? So as much as possible, even though, because otherwise the system can go really bad, messed up, you know, if you don't fix it. Let's go to our next caller, folks, from area code 630. If you have a question, call from area code 630. Please announce yourself. No question from call from area code 630. Let's go to the call from area code 323. If you have a question from area code 323, please announce yourself.
Yes, hello. This is Carlos Garcias.
All right, Carlos. First name will do for me, my friend. Thank you for calling. And how did you hear about Freedom Muscle, Carlos?
You know what? Years ago, I think I met you as on convention. I don't remember that word convention because I went to a lot of shows, and your booth was there, and you give me your information, and I submit my email address, but I haven't contacted you since that time, and I received some emails, and I decided to call you.
Very good, my friend. I'm glad you called, and how may I be of assistance to you?
I have a situation. Right now, with all these things about Donald Trump, and you know, about illegal immigration. I'm a permanent resident, and I talked to a lawyer. He told me it's very easy for me to become a USA citizen, apply for USA citizenship, and then, you know, get it over in case if I fly and trying to come back because I'm a permanent resident. They might detain me or whatever. I'm just trying to avoid that. And I was looking into the application for citizenship, and one of the pages says it talks about taxes. And if I have a filed taxes, and now let me explain you. Since 2006, I haven't filed any taxes so far. Now, the last year in 2016, I started working for Uber, and I make about $45,000. And I have to, they already sent me the information for me to submit my taxes. What should I do? Should I file that what I make with Uber? And what about the citizenship? Do I need to answer those questions about if I have filed taxes before? What should I do, my friend?
Well, first of all, I do recommend you become a U.S. citizen as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because as you know, after 5 years of having a green card and living in America, you can apply for it. I will do that. And I do know exactly what you're talking about because I went through that questionnaire myself way back in the late 80s. And a question, okay. It's a very tricky question to ask you. I don't think it's been changed since then. But the question is, they say, have you ever failed to file a return that you are required to file? Listen to the wording of the question again. Have you ever failed to file a return that you are required to file? Well, so that means you have to determine for yourself, because you're the judge of that question to answer, if you are required to file a return in the first place that you failed or didn't file. So that all it means is based upon your belief and an understanding of the law. If you believe you're required to file a return and you didn't, you have to say, yes, I knew I was required to file, but I didn't. And they ask you, well, why? And blah, 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 blah. They're going to ask some more questions about harass you. But if you believe you're not required to file, and it didn't file because you didn't believe you were required to file a return, you can honestly say no. So you know that, and that would be the end of that. And that's up to you.
Okay. And once that thing is submitted, when they review the answer, they might say, I don't know, but they might say, oh, since you didn't to for us. We are assuming that you don't file taxes, then you are not candidate to become citizen. They might say that to me, or they might say, well, you need to we would like for you to file taxes again and then repeat the application again. Or do you think they might answer me back, or they will just accept it?
Carlos, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. Make sure you understand what I'm saying before you say anything.
Sorry.
If you don't believe that you're required to file and you didn't file, it's just fine. Look, when I filled out that answer, I did it, it's fine. When I said in my late 80s citizenship application, I said, no, I never believed I was required to file, but I didn't file. If anything, I was required to file, I did file. But I was never required to file in the first place to not file. So that's just fine. So if that's the case for you, that's what you're right. That's the easiest thing. It'll be done.
Got you. Okay. Now that I received the statement from my 1099 from Uber, what will be the recommendation? Should I do my taxes for last year, or what is it that I need to do, or don't file again?
Now that's a different question. Yeah, it's a separate question about Uber sending a 1099 to you.
Yes.
Do you believe that the law requires you to file and pay income tax or not, Carlos?
No.
If you really believe that, then you don't. If you believe the law requires you to file and pay income tax on that, then you do. Of course, what I recommend people do is, because it's the income tax code is very large. You know the IRS code is over 7,000 different codes, close to 10,000 pages. In toilet paper thin paper, tiny 6-point font with triple the amount of regulations. So I would say best thing I recommend to do is people contact the congressmen and senators, okay, and have them show the law that requires you to file and pay income tax, your House representative member and your senators. Write to them. Ask them to show the law. And if you go to Freedom Law School's website, okay, at livefreenow.org, on the education materials, you see educate Congress. the Educate Congress tab, you know, is really not just educate Congress. You got to educate yourself first. Educate yourself first, and then educate Congress about that second. Okay, so do that to be sure about this stuff, to make sure you're making a double informed decision. Okay?
Okay. And I know Uber is going to send that information to the IRS that they pay me that money. Do you think the IRS will send me a bill or they will let me know, hey, why you haven't filed your taxes? They might do that, or they will not do anything so far.
Well, the IRS has to send you an notice of deficiency first, my friend. That's my point.
Oh.
They cannot just bill you. See, people do not know about these things. Okay, these are not the kind of things, as you heard me say on this call, that we are taught in high school or university. They don't just come and just silly willy take your money. They have to give you a tax proposal letter, a proposition called the notice of deficiency. And then you have a chance to challenge that in a U.S. tax court. And then later on, if you lose, you can still come up with alternative payment plans that work for you that will not throw you on the street through a collection due process hearing. So no, if you do know about your law and your right, you don't have to worry about them, you know, hurting you like that, because you know about the law and your rights and exercise and use your rights, my friend. And that's why Freedom Law School is here, to teach you about the law and your rights. Again, you want to also get Freedom Law School's first course, A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, Level 1. For $300, which I recommend Rosalie to get, just like you. She's going to get that. You should get that too, my friend. Okay?
Okay, my friend.
100%. Get that. Because you know what? I'm an immigrant like you. I didn't know about this stuff. So listen to that, my friend. Remember, the money-back guarantee, 90 days or 6 months or a year. You call me, you need more time, I'll give you more time. Okay? I want you to learn, educate yourself. Okay? Just like you learn English getting better, your accent getting better, work on that as well. Okay, about knowing the law and your rights in your new country. Okay, and it takes practice. Okay,
that's right.
You practice it, you get better, and then you're gonna say, I know this. Then you won't be scared anymore, you won't be worried anymore. You have peace.
That's right.
Because you know what they can and cannot do. You don't live in a state of worry like, they're gonna take my stuff tomorrow, they're gonna throw me in jail. No, you know. There's a procedures they have to follow, you know, and you know the game is like knowing how to play the rules of football or basketball and playing the game. You may not win, but at least you have a chance if you know the rules of the game. But if you don't know the rules of the basketball or football and go out in the field, is there any way you're going to win? No. You are guaranteed lose. And that's the problem. We are thrown as Americans in the game of law, game of taxes, out of high school, and we don't know how to play the game. So the other side, the IRS, the government, almost always wins because most people don't know how to play the game. So I teach you the game, so you know how to play, how to win, my friend. Okay, so do that, and then you'll be in a much better position. Freedom Law School is here to help you if you need us again. Okay?
So the program is $300. I buy it on your website, right?
Yes. Under our course package, you see level 1 course. Yes. And I recommend you also educate Congress. Get that also. If you can upgrade to that and do the beginner's freedom package, which is $900, which includes some letters and documentation to confront your congressman about their oath to uphold the Constitution and income tax fraud, that's even better. Okay. Every step of Freedom Law School, you can go higher. It's better. But the minimum, start with level 1 course. You can't go to the beginner's freedom package, even better. Simple freedom package, royal freedom package at the top levels, those are best. But it depends on your situation. I'm not going to say, hey, Rosalie, you got to get the royal freedom package. She doesn't make anything to afford that. okay, and doesn't need it for her. Hell, they have very low income. You do be a little bit better than her. Maybe you could do a little bit better than her and get yourself more to where you need to be. Okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Carlos.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Let's go to another call that we have from area code 347. Question, my friend, announce yourself from area code 347, please. Okay, no question there. How about our caller from area code 810? If you have a question, caller from area code 810, please announce yourself now with first name only. No question there. Let's go to the call from area code 941. Question, call from area code 941. If so, please announce yourself now. Okay, no question there. I think we're almost done with people with questions. Let me see. I think that's it. Let me check. I have some calls from area code. I think that's it, the question from tonight. Well, folks, I think some have follow-up questions. Let me check. Call from area code 971. If you have a question, please announce yourself now. No question there. Let's go to other callers. We have, I think we have questions. Call from area code 520. If you have a question, please announce yourself now.
Hi, my name is Ann from Arizona.
Yes, Ann. How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Oh, well, I started surfing the web because I don't really trust the government at all anyway. And I put in the question, do I have to file income taxes? And I came up with Sherry Jackson, Joe Bannister, listened to their information, kept searching, and I found Freedom Law School. And so I'm really learning a lot by listening and just looking at your website.
Congratulations. And a freedom seeker, a woman of knowledge and wisdom, continue on your search. And at livefreedom.org, okay. You'll find a lot there. Under education material on our website, you're going to find a lot of good information right there. And short, sweet, to the point, the stuff is just powerful. You know, educate Congress part. It's educate you first, and then congressmen, senators. So go for it. Keep doing that. You're doing good. What else I can help you with?
I will. I do have a question, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not going to file a 1040. I don't believe that I need to. Also, my question is how is the state tax form connected with the 1040? And if I'm not filing the 1040, because I don't believe I'm required to, then I don't need to file the state tax form either, correct?
In most states, yes. I agree with you, because if the state says on their form, to take the number on your income from the federal 1040 form and to put that on the state form, since you're not required to file a federal 1040 form, your number from the federal form would be zero.
Okay.
And since the number on the federal form would be zero, if you put zero income, zero taxable income on a state form, you owe the state also zero. So you're not required to file a state form either. I believe Pennsylvania is one of those few states that's not like that. That doesn't say that. But most states, I believe, that have a state income tax do it that way. So it depends on your state. Arizona is one of those, I believe, that does it where they want the number from the federal return to put on the state form. But check on that, you know. Just get the state tax form and see what it says.
I definitely will. And another question, my second question, I'll be done, is I put exempt on my W-4 form. Is that correct to do?
If you believe you're not required to file income tax, yes.
Right, and I don't believe I'll owe anything from last year or this year, so I put exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. That's what I needed to know.
Very good. Thanks for being on the call, Ann. Let's go to our next caller. We have from area code 940. Call from area code 940. If you have a question, please give me your first name only. How do you hear about us? Yes, what's your name?
Hello, Piper. This is Jeremy from Texas.
Jeremy, yes, my friend. How did you hear about Freedom Mosque, Jeremy?
Probably from a search on the internet.
Very good.
I've known about you for a while, and I've kind of just been going along, paying as little tax as possible, trying to just stay under the radar. I just want them to leave me alone, so I'm just kind of playing along. And my 2015 taxes were mailed in time, but my thinking is they got lost in the mail because the check that I put in there never got put through my bank. So in their mind, I haven't filed taxes. So they've sent me one form that says, we think you owe X amount of money. Pay it by this date. I didn't respond to it. They sent another, this time they sent a certified mail saying you owe the same amount or we're going to levy your property. So I called them, went through an automated response menu, got that date pushed back to July 19th. My question is, what is going to be their next response if I don't have all those taxes that they say I owe paid by the 19th?
Well, again, this is the same as I told the earlier callers. They have to send you by law a notice of deficiency by certified mail. So all these audit letters.
I'm sorry, a notice of insufficiency?
They have to send you a letter called the notice of deficiency by certified mail to a last address that they have of you.
Okay.
So they have to send that to you. They could send it to you 2 months, 6 months, 5 years from now. But they have to send that to you to be able to go forward. And then that letter will give you the chance to go to tax court and challenge the IRS without taking anything at all until you go complete the tax court process.
And how successful do you think that would be?
Well, depends on your case. But on your case, I think since you did file, send them a check, you may want to consider sending them that. And send them the, I filed my tax return back then. You guys didn't process it.
Right. And they're going to believe that?
Well, the problem is that, of course, you should say, if you do anything like import stuff like that, you should send it by certified mail so you have proof that you mailed it out to them.
That's correct.
So you didn't have that. So, but, you know, if you, that's one way you can go. If you want to do it that way, you can do it that way. You know, as far as, hey, I filed, you just didn't get it. Here's another copy. And ask them to maybe lessen the penalties if, you know, you want to do that. Or you don't want to fight, you don't want to pay, you want to become a non-filer. If you believe now that you're not required to file, then you don't file for 2015. Do you file for 16 also or not?
I've not filed for 16 also. Let's say that I choose not to file. Is it to, when, if somebody wants to get one of your programs, buy one of them, I guess, is the proper terminology. At what time during the tax filing year should someone do that? Is it now too late?
Nope. It's not too late, and the sooner is better. It doesn't matter what time during the year you do it, is you do it as soon as possible. If you're going to educate yourself and take action based on education, the sooner you do it, the better.
And the price of one of those programs like 5,000 or 6,000?
There are several available, several levels available. Like I said, it depends on you. It depends on your commitment to freedom, how much you make, how much is important to you. I cannot tell you. You know, I myself was very poor way back in the early 1990s and 1992. And I paid an organization $1,500 of 1992 money. Okay, that was 25 years ago to get untaxed, so I thought. It was nonsense, garbage, but I didn't know that at the time. But that was all my life savings because I thought this is important. I'm going to do that. I didn't make much money. Okay, but I did anyhow. So, but I know people who make a lot of money and don't want to pay anybody anything. They want to do it all themselves without paying anybody a dime to help them back them up, educate them, you know. So it depends on you. The smallest program is the level one course, educational course only, which I talked earlier. You heard about it, $300 plus $20 shipping. It's just a course only. All the way up to the top level, there are several different programs. You get the Beginner's Freedom Package 900, Simple Freedom Package, and the Royal Freedom Package is $6,000 to start for the first year, $3,500 for second year, each year thereafter. But that includes a lot more. Unlimited consultation, they're right into your congressman senators, educate the Congress like Penal Law School recommends, a criminal legal defense fund, as well as all the letters, all responses to the IRS that needs to be done, will be done at no extra charge. So it depends on where you want to, how serious you are, where you want to go. Yes.
Does any consultation, ongoing consultation come with the $300 package?
No. What you may want to start with is start with a quick, to start a low budget combination of education and quick help right now with your particular situation. So personalized help is to get the quick start freedom package. The one-on-one consultation is $240, which you heard me talk about tonight for 1 hour. A private consultation. Level one course is $300 plus 20 shipping. Altogether, level one course and a 1 hour consultation are $560. But if you combine them together versus separately, it's only $490. You save yourself $70. It's called the Quick Start Freedom Packages. So you get that 1 hour private time to go over your situation you got right now, put a lot of your concerns and worries at rest, take care of that, and you get the level one course at the same time to educate you about your rights, the law, teaching how to fish about law, basically empower you so you know what's going on. Because I cannot do all that in private one-on-one consultation and give you over 20 hours of education. You know, it costs too much. So you get a lot of education on what to do there efficiently and affordably. And when you move up to higher levels, you get full credit. Yes, sir.
Right. Did you say that the IRS says there's about 240 million people that should be filing taxes and 180 million people actually do?
No, I never give those numbers. What I said is that back in 1996, I have a letter from the IRS that I found way back then, that about, gosh, over 15 years ago, that back then IRS estimated there are 63 million non-filers. That was IRS's estimate back in 1996.
Okay.
So you take that number to today, 21 years later, well, the population of America has grown since then. So it would be reasonable to say that 63 million now is probably 70 million. Maybe 80 million people who don't file income tax confession forms. Any other questions, my friend?
That letter of tax deficiency that you said the IRS has to send out, is that something you can make them do, or is that's the next thing they normally will do?
Well, you cannot make them do that. If they don't want to do it, they won't. But they cannot come after you, take anything from you by law without first sending that notice of deficiency. They have to send that to you first if they want to come take anything from you by law. So if they don't come after you with it, great for you. No, they don't. They might send you one other, two other letters before the notice of deficiency. Those are informal letters. They have no legal meaning whatsoever. But, you know, the one you should respond to charge would be the notice of deficiency.
Okay. All right, Payman, I want to give you some encouragement. And keep this up, keep up the fight, and stand in there and keep giving people hope.
Thank you, my friend, for your mosque is always here for all of you to help you guys, folks, assist you, educate you to get the answers and freedom that you deserve to have. Okay, folks, let's go to other callers we have with questions, perhaps. We have a call from area code 202-550 prefix. Do you have a question? Call from area code 202-550.
Yeah. Hi. Good.
What is your first name, sir?
A friend of ours asked us.
What's your name? First name.
Can you hear me? A friend of ours asked us a question like, one.
You got cut out. I'm sorry. You got cut out. I didn't catch your first name. I need to call you something. What is your first name, my friend?
Daryl.
Please repeat it.
Daryl.
How did you hear about Freedom Law School, Daryl?
I think I've heard of you all before. Maybe I've been on your site years ago, but this particular time, like the young lady said from Arizona, I was just going through the internet, YouTube, with Sherry Jackson and some of the other former IRS agents, that were, telling us like it is, and then your site popped up, and it had phone numbers and everything, so I listened to the March 2nd episode, and then I saw your number saying that you had calls on Thursday. So I, called the number for tonight.
Very good. Very good, my friend. And how may I assist you?
Yeah, a friend of ours was asking us a question, like, once you become retired, did you still have to continue to pay, income taxes out of your, retirement check?
Well, that depends on their study and understanding of the law. In my opinion, he doesn't. But that's my educated research and conclusion. He needs to understand the law for himself, because the IRS, the government, tells you everybody in America is required to file income tax if you make anything for a living, almost. Okay? But I say no, Americans are not required to file income tax for something in America. Okay? So he needs to do his homework on that issue, my friend.
Okay, I'll tell him to do their homework on that issue. So you're just basically saying, it would be almost like if I said, do you have to pay taxes on your on the check that you're getting now that you're not retired? It's basically, you're saying, no different if you were retired, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Your wages, salaries, no different than the pension.
Right. Okay. So, okay, and we haven't been onto your website yet. We'll do that. I'm interested in more information, and also trying to tell my maybe friends and family that's interested about this also.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Any other questions before I go to the? Yeah, go ahead, Cal. You have another question?
Go ahead on to the next call. So thank you for your time, and we'll be in touch and listening to you in the future.
Thank you for calling, my friend. I appreciate that. Let's go to some other calls we have with questions. We have a caller from area code 309, looks like, with questions. Call from area code 309 if you have a question. He's going to announce your first name only, then how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. No question. Call from area code 309. Let's go to the caller from area code 610.
Yeah. What do you want?
Do you have any questions?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Do you have any questions? Yes. What's your first name?
Yes, I do. Gary.
Gary. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Gary? How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Well, I get the messages through my computer now and then. Mail from you.
Very good. Very good. Do you know how you got to us in the first place, the Freedom Law School? Do you remember how you reached us in the first place back then?
Yeah.
And how was that?
Well, I got... What was that again? I'm sorry.
How did you originally get to Freedom Law School's website?
Well, I sent an email back to you, and then you guys send me text every now and then, or you send me email,
Okay, very good, my friend. So how may I be of assistance to you, Gary?
Well, I got the state, hold on 1 second. I also belong to Save a Patriot in Maryland.
Okay.
And I got them working on this too. I got an Illinois Department of Revenue. Let me get my glasses on. I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't filed a tax return in over 30 years.
Good for you.
Well, I don't know. I paid a bunch to. I'm paying a bunch to the federal government right now. They're taking a lot out of my Social Security, over $12,000, and I took them to court and showed them where they're only supposed to take about 15%. And you know what the judge did, don't you? He just go fuck my school.
Yeah, threw your lawsuit out. That's that covered earlier. They're immune from lawsuits. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. They're immune to not take the well. Our judges are in cohorts too with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. I still gotta find my doggone glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks. You see another example of the courts, protecting the IRS because Congress passed the law, and they enforce it to the hilt. To let these guys steal your money, and you cannot sue them for their stealing. Very, very limited circumstances they allow you to sue them, folks. Yeah. So, do you find your paperwork, Gary?
No, I'm just still trying to put in my glasses. I'm sorry.
If you want, Gary, I can go to other people's caller questions, and I'll come back to you, my friends. That work better for you. Take your time. I'm going to go to a couple other people and come back to you. Okay.
I got my glasses here. They put a notice of tax lien into the Tazewell County clerk's office. How do I go about getting that removed from the records?
Well, when did they file that lien in that county recorder's office? Number one is my question. Number two, did the IRS notify you of that lien with a collection due process opportunity letter? Well, did you give the IRS your last known or updated address? Have you done that?
No, this is from the Illinois Department of Revenue.
How about Illinois Department of Revenue? Have you given them your last known address?
Yeah, they got my P.O. Box 502, Pekin, Illinois.
Okay, then they were supposed to send a letter to you there, a proposal letter, a tax proposal letter that would give you the opportunity to challenge them before you, before they go file a lien against you. So for some reason, I don't know why at this point, you didn't get that letter or they did not mail it out to you. If they didn't mail it out to you, you can't go get it removed because they failed to send the letter to you.
No, I don't know if they ever did or not. If not, I don't remember because this was filed in the 10th month, the 28th day of 2008.
Well, that was October 2008. That's, let's see, that's 8.5 years ago. Okay.
Yes.
So again, the only way you could challenge them is the fact is and the possibility that they did not mail out the letter to you, that they had the correct address from you, but did not send out the letter out to you. If that's the case, they could be challenged in court. How much is the amount of the lien, Gary?
$14,512.49.
Okay, it's about $15,000. Yeah, that's the only way to do it, my friend, is to challenge them in court by challenging them for saying to the court, they did under oath, they had your address, this is it, they did not send it to you, they to the last known address of you. If you have letters from them that would show that the address of you at the time, that's even better. Do you have any letters from them? Maybe 10 years ago, 11, 12 years ago, that they had the correct address, your correct PO box, and they did not send a letter to that address. Do you have any other letters from them from back then?
I probably got a bunch, but finding them in the right places would be probably next to impossible.
Well, I'm afraid without that, you know, you're not going to be a... I mean, you, it's a bit stronger. If you can go and make a statement in the court under oath, they had this address and they just sent it out to you, the letter, the proposal letter. But it's better if you have any letters from them also. It solidifies your position and saves your time and court money and help because you can get results a lot quicker against the state of Illinois, a lot quicker. And where do you live? What state do you live in, by the way, Gary?
I got a home address at Pekin, Illinois.
In Illinois, do you live or another state?
No, I live in Illinois.
You do live in Illinois. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Does it help you with the questions, Gary? Does it help you, my friend?
Well, somewhat, but I got to figure out what I'm going to do next. I'm trying to sell a house, and the people who there's no lien against the house, but they want why they looked up my name, I don't have a clue. You know.
So they have a lien against you for about $14,500. You try to sell a house, and the challenge you have is that you cannot sell the house without the IRS stealing that $14,500 from the proceeds of the sale of the house. Is that the problem you got right now, my friend? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah. Yes, that is a problem.
Okay. Well, then you probably should do a private one-on-one consultation with me, but I need you to win, my friend, to give you honest-to-goodness, realistic answer and do it, is you got to look through your document. If you have a letter that old from them, find them. That would be very, very, very helpful. That you got letters from them,
right,
you know, over 9 years ago from the Illinois Department of Revenue that was sent to the right address, but not this one. So you can put the burden of proof on them in court and let them fail. And when they fail, the lien would be lifted. But it's not going to be quick, my friend. You cannot sell your house until we do that. You know, that might take 6 months, maybe take a year.
Yeah.
Otherwise, right. the other option you got, sell the house, and in your refund lawsuit, ask for that $14,500 back. And if you win, you get it back with interest.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I thought about getting a quick claim deed too and putting in someone else's name.
You cannot do that. It's too late. Once the lien is filed, it's in our house in your name. You cannot just transfer to anybody else. You're stuck.
Okay. All right. All right, then. Thank you for your information.
My pleasure. And say hello to my friends at Save Your Patriot Fellowship next time you talk to them. They're a good organization, good people, to educate the American people. So tell John Codmire my best regards. You're welcome, my friend. Let's go to the callers. We have a few remaining still. We got a little time left. Somebody from area code 347. If you have a question, call from area code 347. Please announce yourself now. No question there. We have another caller from area code 810-689 prefix. If you have a question, please announce yourself now. You have any question? Call from area code 810-689. No. Let's go to the call we have from area code 941. If you have a question, call from area code 941. Please announce yourself now. All right. Thank you, my friend. All right. We got one more caller before we end it tonight that may have a question from area code 971. If you have a question, call from area code 971. Please announce yourself now. Okay, no question there. Very good. All right, folks, I'd like to thank you all for calling. Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. I'm here every week to assist you, empower you, educate you, support you in your quest for freedom. Be sure to go to livefreedom.org, at freedomlawschool.org. We have a lot more education material there, too. It's a much bigger website, freedomlawschool.org, but livefreedom.org is our main site. Go there and remember this, folks. Freedom starts in your heart. If it's not there, you will not experience freedom. But if your freedom heart is there, you have it in your heart, a burning desire to be free, you will find the freedom you're looking for. Just keep searching, keep educating, empowering yourself, and surround yourself with like-minded freedom seekers and organizations like Freedom Law School folks, and you will find the freedom you're seeking. Thank you for being here with me. Tell others about Freedom Law School folks at livefreedom.org. I'll be back with you again next Thursday night. Good night, everybody.